This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A federal judge in Washington on Monday said former President Donald Trump's lawyers will not get as much time as they'd requested to prepare for a criminal trial charging him with illegally trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan said Trump will have to juggle his legal defense with his efforts to win the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. His lawyers have requested a trial date of April 2026, well past the November 2024 presidential election, saying they needed time to work through the government's evidence. But Chutkan said that she would not delay his trial that long, setting a trial date for March 4, 2024. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Turkey said Monday that President Erdogan will soon visit Russia for talks with Vladimir Putin on reviving a Black Sea grain deal that could be used as a springboard for broader Ukraine peace negotiations. The meeting will take place in Sochi and focus on averting a looming food crisis. Poland has asked Belarus to remove thousands of Wagner fighters that are stationed in the country, which borders Russia, Ukraine, and Poland. More from VOA's Kim Lewis.
Poland and Baltic nations asked Belarus to expel the Russian mercenary group Wagner, whose fighters are sheltering there after a failed rebellion against Moscow.
Polish
Interior Minister Kaminski spoke to his counterparts from Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, asking Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to immediately expel the Wagner group from Belarus. Poland says thousands of Wagner fighters are stationed in Belarus, which borders Russia, Ukraine, and Poland. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Sudan's military ruler on Monday dashed hopes of talks to end a months-long war, denouncing the rival paramilitary Rapid Support Forces as traitors and promising a decisive victory in a speech to soldiers. Millions have been driven from their homes, and a humanitarian crisis has escalated since the conflict between the army and the RSF began in April. Successive talks have failed to bring the fighting to a halt. Iraq's prime minister's office says it has hanged three people convicted for a 2016 Baghdad bombing claimed by the Islamic State group, which killed more than 320 people. The bombing was one of the world's deadliest after the September 11th attacks on the United States. The car bombing sparked raging fires in a Baghdad shopping area early on July 3rd, 2016, as it teamed with people ahead of the end of Ramadan. The White House is welcoming members of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s family today as the historic March on Washington is remembered. Here's AP reporter Jackie Quinn.
It was 60 years ago today, the famous March on Washington took place, in which Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech, followed up this weekend by his son during another March on Washington.
The moral arc of the universe is long, but bends toward justice.
President Biden and the nation's first black woman vice president will meet with King family members to commemorate the march. King's daughter, Bernice, said last week the nation is too politically divided to solve the ongoing issues.
We have to depoliticize all of these issues because they affect human beings.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Tropical storm Idalia has strengthened as it nears Cuba and the abnormally hot waters of the Gulf of Mexico on Monday. Forecasters predicting it could become a major hurricane before coming ashore in Florida this week. The mother of suspended Spanish soccer chief Luis Rubiales locked herself inside a church and has started a hunger strike to protest against her son's treatment over his kissing player Jenny Hermoso on the lips after the World Cup victory. Family members say she's gone on the hunger strike and does not want to leave the church. Rubiales was suspended as head of the Royal Spanish Football Federation after he kissed Hermoso on the mouth during the award ceremony following Spain's World Cup win in Sydney. Hermoso says she did not want to be kissed. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.